Hello.
Hi, Miss Peggy. I'm sorry. I've been trying to contact you all morning since the last call.
Okay.
Okay, so
I just called back, but she didn't know who you talk about. She didn't know who you were.
it's perfectly fine. What was the reason why you left?
Due to the COVID, and I was real sick, and then there were two ruptured discs in my back. I couldn't stand. Like I didn't know I'm standing no more.
Okay, so due to COVID.
Ma'am,
So it was due to COVID and what now, ma'am?
medical, my back. I have to walk with a stick now.
Okay. So what, when you did you quit or were you fired?
No, I retired.
Okay, so claimant retired. Okay. Any
So
other questions?
I had okay. I'm gonna get straight. I don't want nobody to say I'm lying.
Okay.
Okay, I retired October of last year. So I dropped from part time, full part time, to limited part time. And limited part time, I lost all benefits. So I couldn't. I told them I couldn't work for like 15 hours or whatever. But they didn't want to cooperate with that. So sitting out there in the truck at night, securing it. And my feet and my legs locked up on me. So I told them I couldn't do it no more.
Okay. So you told them you couldn't do it anymore because. All right.
I'm just gonna go, I'm gonna go ahead and retire.
All right.
I'm gonna be through with it. So they told me when I talked to the manager last week, I asked them, I said, when they were trying to put me on medical leave for a year, which I wouldn't take. Because you wouldn't give me no medical insurance, so why should I take a year of medical leave out and you ain't give me no insurance? You took all my insurance. So,
Do you have
yeah, I
any
retired.
proof? Do you have like a doctor note to confirm this information as well?
Yeah, they want to do surgery on me. I'm scared to do it.
Ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. I got a paper from my doctor saying I need surgery. It was worse than 2019. He said, only thing I can do is tell you go to therapy, which it ain't gonna do no good, or you can get the shots in your back and your neck, or you can have surgery.
Okay.
And I don't have money. That's why I'm trying to get my disability, because I don't have money to pay for no surgery. I just can't keep my mortgage and my car note paid off the little check that I get for my retirement. Or what you want to call it, SSA. So, I told them, if you can't work with me, I can't work with you. My back is more important right now. Because if I fall here, y'all don't want to, ain't going to take care of me.
Yeah.
My leg was locking up on me. I would get tired real quick, like I was, plus I just had a heart attack.
Oh, sorry about that.
So it was, it went, then they put a stent in my chest. It just so much happening to me. I tried to stick as long as I could. I was having anxiety attacks because of the people coming in with the COVID. And then come to find out, more employees were catching the COVID than the people coming in the building. I told them I didn't need none of that. And the night I was out there, the truck pulled up for to clean the building. Somebody in the building had COVID. Two people that worked there. So they came to clean the building down. And I said, no, I'm not going to put my life in jeopardy like that. And I hadn't took the shot yet.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm 63 years old, and ain't nobody gonna help me. Okay, anything else, little lady?
No, ma'am. I was typing as you were talking, but I'm good. I've got everything I needed to get down. Thank you so much.
Okay, I appreciate that. Then you listen to me. I'm
You're
fussing later.
welcome. You're
All right.
welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for
Bye
calling
bye.
the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day. Bye bye.